Welcome again to another edition of In the Garden with Kelly and Char. And today we are talking to John DeWall, who is the horticulturist here at the Hastings High School greenhouse. Welcome back, John.
Always good to be on your show. Thanks so much, Kelly. It's winter, but it's going to be spring.
It's winter, but as we're recording this, we recently got some snow, but you could not tell that from the beautiful greenness and humidity. There's humidity in this greenhouse, John. I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, it seems like since Christmas time, it's just a day-by-day process where everything is either started by seeds or by cuttings, and stuff is changing every single day, getting ready for the big plant sale in May.
It's amazing, and a little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk to some of the students of Mr. DeWall and tell a very wide-ranging stories of why they decided to be in this class, but I feel that, you know, I think you're the common denominator. They don't mind rolling up their sleeves and getting their hands dirty when they have somebody as passionate as you about this subject leading them on.
My whole goal ever since I started teaching is not only just talking about plants and stuff, but just everyday life. And I just love working with students and, you know, not only teaching about plants, but just, you know, having fun and learning about life and how plants are such an important part of people's lives, whether it's in their own home yards or house plants or gardening. And, you know, being the nation's number one hobby, you know, more people spend more time gardening now than ever. So it's great to instill a development in my students regarding the plants and how they grow and how they can become so important in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. I think that as you give them an introduction, now your class lasts all year, so you have a lot of different things that you focus on, everything from seed origin to different kinds of varieties, everything from trees to petunias.
Everything is hands-on. You know, in the fall, we do, literally, I have almost 200 students next year signed up for floral design. And we're working with live cuts of flowers and plants and house plants. And we do huge Christmas projects, you know, made out of evergreens and everything. And so the students are able to really get their hands dirty and work with, you know, really not only from designing with flowers and plants, but then most of the kids will follow it up with greenhouse where you're actually actively growing plants from seeds and also from cuttings. So the kids really get to see a huge array of different levels of whether it's gardening, landscaping, floral design. It's just a huge combination. And seriously, there's no other program in the state that offers what we do here at Hastings High School.
Now, as I was mentioning, this is our seventh year. This is our eighth year of In the Garden, and John, you have been with us for seven of these. I just notice a continuum in what you have been telling us about gardening and horticulture and landscaping, that there's a huge opportunity for people to get into this as an occupation. You know, it's great to do it as a hobby, but there's a lot of occupations out there that are wide open for every type of person.
Absolutely. You know, you got Hoffmack Nursery here in Hastings. You got the Bailey's Nursery, which is one of the biggest centers of plant production in a five-state area. You got Gerton's, you got Bachman's. There's just so many different levels of how kids can become in the plant field. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Gerton's now in County 18. They're just building huge new greenhouses out there. So a lot of our students are working at these different garden centers and, you know, just learning from it here and then going on into different careers.
And once again, we are talking ahead of the wonderful annual Hastings High School plant sale that will take place in May. And we're going to give this information a couple of times during our program so that you can write that down because it's a sale not to be missed. Tell us a little bit more about that, John.
Yeah, you know, the students get to bring a lot of this stuff home for their home gardens and their planters and everything. And then we have all the extras that we use for our plant sale, which we usually have the first week in May, usually on that Saturday, early May, right around Mother's Day. It's just a huge event for the community. And if you've never been to it, we used to run it inside the greenhouse.
I remember those years.
Yeah. But now after COVID, that's the only good thing that happened is that we decided to take a one-day deal and bring everything out of the greenhouse and run it on the north parking lot, you know, mm-hmm. Up Featherstone. And so we have everything outside. It's just a lot more space for people to come and shop and pick out the plants that they want. And we sell, you know, the plants at a just an unbelievable reasonable price. Mm-hmm. So the kids do a great job, and then that money gets pumped back into our program so that, like, in the fall, with all our floral design, we have Horticulture Club, where students actually at Hort Club, we've had like 80 students at Hort Club, where students can make a beautiful floral arrangement or a project at no cost to them. So all of the proceeds from the plant sale go into our program, which really, really helps our whole Hastings High School Horticulture Department.
And I think this is a class that almost everybody knows about. I've said it before, my son was very enthralled with this class. He wasn't a great, you know, didn't have a great deal of interest before, but the way it's presented and the application to real life and seeing things that you actually do with your hands, I think that's a skill that more and more people are getting back to.
Absolutely. You know, again, you know, gardening, you know, just even if you grow, like I was telling my students, you may not have a yard, but even to grow a pot of tomatoes in a plant or on a deck somewhere, you know, there's floor planters that, you know, house plants, and everybody, honestly, if I had the students raise their hand, how many here have a house plant in their home? I mean, literally everyone has a house plant. So mm-hmm. It's a huge industry, not only for, you know, your outdoor edible products and mm-hmm. but also for making your home or yard look good, but also the interior of your home, making the inside of your home. And you think about how flowers and plants are so important, you know, from the time you're born to the time you die, weddings, all that, all the flowers that are used at every different level of your life. And so it's just my goal as an instructor of horticulture is just to instill in my students just an appreciation for plants and flowers and how they're so important in every person's lives. Like a science class, you know, we talk about mm-hmm. light, fertilized water, temperature, all the different things, germination, you know, how does a seed germinate, how does a plant grow, photosynthesis. But, you know, just looking at it in a book or reading about it, when they're actually physically doing it, it brings it to a whole new light. So, like in any given day, you know, we might look at different tomatoes online on the big screen, but then when you're actually planting that seed and then seeing those plants develop, and we just got done pulling out about, I don't know, 60 flats of tomatoes and peppers out of the chamber today. A week ago, they were just seeds that the student planted. But all of a sudden now, they're 3-inch little plants. And, you know, in a month and a half from now, they'll be marketable tomato plants. So mm-hmm. It's really fun, you know, just to, you know, keep the students moving around every day, you know, so they get some, you know, paperwork, bookwork, online work, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they're able to move around in the greenhouse and get the experience of growing all these different flowers and plants.
You know, I said I've spoken with you before, but there is one question that for some reason over the years I've never asked you. Tell us about your first garden.
I was a kid and I lived in Afton, and I had this area of land that was about probably a half of an acre. And I would have a pumpkin patch, you know, 5-6 years old, growing pumpkins and gourds in this garden, and beans and a lot of veggies. And my parents actually had an asparagus field, probably an acre. So I was with my mom and dad as a little kid harvesting asparagus, strawberries, raspberries on this hobby farm. And here I am growing my own pumpkins and gourds, okay? So in the fall, I'd have this huge patch of pumpkins and gourds. And then I'd have on the highway, I'd have my own stand, and people would drive by and buy pumpkins and gourds for me.
Nothing that sells better than a cute kid.
And I remember walking around door to door selling gourds in a big shopping bag, 6 for 50 cents. And I remember I made enough money to buy my own bicycle. And so that was kind of my introduction into horticulture. And I never quit since I was about 5 years old.
I think that's a great story. Again, we're talking with John Dewey all here at the Hastings High School greenhouse. And let me tell you, on a cold, snowy day when we are recording this, there is nothing better than stepping inside a greenhouse. And I've shared with many of people on our show is my very first real job where I got a real paycheck. And let me tell you, I was making $1.90 an hour. Thought I was rich. I was transplanting seedlings out of huge flats of petunias into cells, into 6-packs and 4-packs. And let me tell you, I mean, you walk into that earthy, dank kind of environment in the middle of February or early March, there's nothing better.
there is nothing better. And that's why every day when I come to school here, I'm really happy to come. And I just enjoy, especially on snowy days, it's really fun to be in this greenhouse and just have a great time. And I want to thank Kelly, too. You know, she's just been a huge help to our program. Honestly, for, you know, getting the word out there, not only about our plant sale, but her son Cole that I had in my classes.
He still talks about your class.
Oh, we had a great time. And he still comes to help at the plant sale. And, you know, both Kelly and Cole come and help out. And it's just great to work with people like that from the community.
Well, it's really hard to quit, I will tell you, John, because you get it in your blood. I've had dirty fingers underneath my fingernails probably since I was been 5 years old. And I don't think that's anything new. But before we close this out, and I really don't want to go because it is so wonderful in here. You had a couple of success stories, making advantage of your environment here, being able to grow some plants that maybe people aren't familiar with. Do you have any surprises for the plant sale? I know everybody wants peppers. Everybody wants tomatoes of a certain variety. Everybody wants those herb pots that they can pluck out those beautiful fresh herbs for their kitchen. But are there any bonuses or surprises for this year at all?
I have a lot of the old staples, the basics. However, every year I try to get some new things, whether it's cuttings or seeds. This year I was able to get, I think I have probably 20 different kinds of tomatoes, and I have like 20 different kinds of peppers. Wow. Everything from the mildest of California wonders to some super hot. So if you've been at the greenhouse plant sale before, this year is going to be huge for tomatoes and peppers. And I got a lot of great herbs, too. Last year, we ran out of basil. This mm-hmm. year, I doubled the amount of basil that I have because last year, people were begging for basil. So we just have – oh, and also, our hanging baskets are different this year. We have some beautiful kind of a copper bronze checkerboard-type basket we've never had before.
They look great.
And they're bigger than what we've had before. So I have 300 of these hanging baskets. So these are really, really elegant, and they're not your typical just green or white or whatever brown mm-hmm. basket. So mm-hmm. If you come early, you're going to be able to pick out some really cool colored baskets.
You could even plant up a salsa garden, as many people do, a tomato, a pepper, some cilantro, and some basil, and have just a salsa garden right outside of your front window. Maybe some of the students, too, are surprised at finding out things that they've shopped for only in the grocery store before. They kind of see how it's grown, what it takes to actually put that, besides the cellophane bag that it comes from in your grocery department, that it's actually growing out of the dirt, and some of them are so prolific they just keep going and going.
Oh, 100%. You know, like the other day, I had a potato that was actually in my cabinet. And most students, you know, potato, yeah, I'll eat a baked potato or whatever. And so I brought this potato in that was actually sprouting. And I go, hey, do you ever know where potatoes come from? And so the students are kind of looking at me. I go, well, let's just plant it up. So we planted up that, we cut the potato apart, planted it up. The plant obviously starts to grow. And they're just kind of in shock. Like, well, here's how a potato grows. So mm-hmm. the kids get to see a lot of cool different things like that.
I love it. And again, the horticultural department at Hastings High School is not to be underestimated, because you do a lot of really great things here, mainly getting people involved, not only the community, but these students in something that they maybe didn't even know they had an interest in.
Yeah, for sure. Again, you know, like we talked before, you know, our goal is just to help students learn about plants, how they're such an important part, whether it's a plant in your landscape, a tree or a shrub, mm-hmm. And lawns, and then you go into the cut flower industry, and then you go into the green plant industry, and how everybody in their life, somewhere, someplace, and even kids, you know, that you know, may not have a garden, they can grow a planter on a deck, a patio. And so I tell the students too, like with herbs, like you mentioned, you could have an herb garden and just have that on your deck, and every time you're cooking, you got three or four different herbs in a pot,
and see how different it tastes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you grow it, it's fresh, it's right out of the pot, so it's good.
It's good. And the other thing that's going to be especially good is the plant plant sale coming up once again the first Saturday in May here on the parking lot outside of the west entrance to Hastings High School. And so people will be able to come and select their hottest pepper or their best boy tomato or whatever they're looking for. And John, once again, we just thank you so much. And we thank the students here that we're going to hear from in just about in a minute. We're going to hear from those students that are part of this program. But thanks again for spreading this wonderful knowledge, not only with your students, but with the community and making this available to all of us. Digging Deep with John D. Wall here at Hastings High School. And up next is going to be some of the students that have had this experience. And you're listening to In the Garden with Kelly and Shar here on KDWA.
I'm Gavin Molliter.
Tony Malesio.
Annika Shoemaker.
Leah Holm.
Logan Grant.
I joined this class because I love plants, and it's really fun to grow them, and I love D-Wall, and we've just been planting plants nonstop, I guess.
Okay.
I joined this class because my sister did it when she was in high school, and she told me it was a fun class. I can learn how to plant at home maybe one day.
Yeah, okay, so what's your favorite plants? I mean, what have you been specifically?
Favorite one's the hummingbird lunch that we just planted just today.
Why did you decide that this was a really good class for you?
Because I've never been able to successfully grow plants on my own, so I wanted to try to figure out what I'm doing wrong so that I can do it myself one day.
Do you consider yourself a plant whisperer yet?
I would say far from it, but I think I'm definitely learning a lot. I haven't killed anything yet, so I'm making progress.
That is progress. So when you initially signed up for this class, why did you think this would be a good fit for you?
I just wanted to learn more about the growing process. I didn't know that some seeds like needed to be covered differently than others.
Were you kind of surprised at how tiny some of them are?
Yeah, low-key, kind of. Yeah.
Of course, you have super perfect conditions here in the Hastings High School greenhouse.
Yeah, he definitely pays attention to making sure everything is just right. And he also teaches us a lot about how the greenhouse works, how he makes sure everything does its job too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tony, I'm going to ask you, vegetables or flowers?
Vegetables for sure.
Okay, why?
It's more fun to grow, and then you get to eat them after.
Yeah. And do you know enough about the plants to be able to tell them which one to get?
The tomatoes, not too much, but the peppers, I know there's a variety of spices.
Yeah, okay, and are you used to spicy foods?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, so if you come with your own experience, that's probably a good thing. Lucas, is this your first year in the horticulture program?
Yep.
All right, yeah. What did you find out surprising about this program?
How great of a teacher D-Wall is.
Did you have any interest in plants before this class?
Well, my grandparents owned the treehouse, and friends with the people who own the nursery behind the treehouse as well. So I'm not like huge into plants, but I've got a little like some connections with plants.
So will this give you a little bit more street cred?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's all the time we have for today for In the Garden. Thanks to John D. Wall and his wonderful students here at the Hastings High School. And be sure to come out to the Hastings High School plant sale the first Saturday in May. We'll see you next week on In the Garden.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. We are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own. 'Cause the time is close at hand.